When someone in your family is going through depression, it's hard to know what to say, and I said everything wrong. I'm Sam. Our family went through it, and I just kept saying, come on, let's get it together. The thing I should have been saying is, let's get you to the center, a place of hope. It's a place for you or a place for someone you love who's struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders. So many success stories. It's personal to me. They've actually saved the lives of people I love. If you felt like, I don't know what to do to dig out of this really dark place, and you've tried everything and you can't think of what to do next, make a phone call right now. Call the Center, a Place of Hope.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the Center, a Place of Hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. And on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, visit aaccfoundation.org to donate. Your gift will ensure that this program and your station remain on the air. Now, let's join our hosts, Dr. Tim and Zach Clinton.
Thanks, Jim, and welcome back into LLFF. I'm Zach Clinton, co-host here at Life, Love, Faith, and Family, and we hope and pray that today's message would just be a dose of encouragement for you as you strengthen your faith walk and hopefully grow closer to God. Man, oh man, you guys, do we have an encouraging message for you today. Actually, today and tomorrow, you're going to be hearing an interview that my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton, recorded with a friend of our ministry. She has such a powerful message that she cannot wait to share with you today. Her name is Allie Worthington. She's a mom, and she's one of our extraordinary women. In 2008, Allie Worthington's life changed dramatically when her husband, Mark, lost his job and their family lost everything. On today's edition of Life, Love, Faith, and Family, my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton, will interview Allie to discuss how the Lord guided her family through bankruptcy into a brand new life with a renewed mindset. As a faith speaker, author, and business coach, Allie's mission is to help women grow in their faith, build their dreams, and enjoy their life as God designed it. Allie Worthington hosts a podcast called The Allie Worthington Show, in which she speaks with friends whom she wants to learn from and offers a coaching segment answering questions about life, faith, and business. Allie's also the founder of The Coach School, where she teaches women to become successful in their careers, businesses, and with their families. She's the author of Breaking Busy, The Year of Living Happy, Standing Strong, and her most recent release, Remaining You While Raising Them. Allie and her husband, Mark, have 5 sons and make their home outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So my friends, let's join them now for part one of what we'll call Remaining You While Raising Them.
Her entrepreneurial story begins in 2008 when her family lost everything. Her husband lost his job. They filed for bankruptcy. With $42 in startup money and Google, Allie began building her own business. In 2008, she founded Blistem and Blistem Canada, which was the single largest international women's small business conference in the world. She also founded Blistem Domestic, a digital publishing, content development, and marketing company. Then in 2010, Allie co-founded the Blissful Media Group and served as the chief creative officer until 2013. And from 2014 to 18, Allie served as the founding COO, chief operations officer, and executive director of Propel Women, an online Christian leadership ministry. Currently, she hosts a podcast called The Allie Worthington Show, weekly sitting down with friends to learn from, and then she provides coaching in a question and answer segment about faith, life, and business. Allie's been featured on Good Morning America, The Today Show, and she's the author of The Year of Living Happy, Fierce Faith, Breaking Busy, Standing Strong, and an upcoming release we're going to talk about, Remaining You While Raising Them. Allie's married to Mark. They have 5 sons and reside in Tennessee with a golden retriever who doesn't like to retrieve. Allie, what's it like to raise 5 boys?
It is really loud. It's a little bit smelly. It's messy, but with a lot of food, a lot of love, and a little discipline, it's pretty great.
I love that. Allie, you're going to be on stage here at Extraordinary Women in just a few moments. Hey, can you give us a little tease of what you're going to say, how you're going to encourage these women here?
Yeah, what I'm going to talk about today is how we are called by the Lord to really stand up and fight when we're in storms. And we fight back with praise and worship to not let the enemy beat us down when life is hard, when the storms of life come in and try to take us out, that God is calling us to be strong in Him and fight our battles one day at a time with Him until we get through.
I love that. Allie, you have quite a story. We're going to unpack that here in just a little bit. But God's put you in a place now where you're speaking across the country in front of a lot of audiences. You get to hear a lot of stories. What are you hearing primarily from women out on the front line?
Women are worn down, really worn down from the last few years.
I'm going to agree.
Yeah.
Hey, as we get started, I want to introduce you a little bit more to our audience. Share a little bit about maybe your upbringing, what kind of shaped that character and that fire that's inside of you.
Yeah, only child, two young parents, stay-home mom and a carpenter. My father unfortunately passed away tragically in a car accident when I was right before I was age 3. So left with a young daughter, my mom, a widow who really didn't have a great way to take care of us, struggled for years and years with grief and just putting food on the table. There weren't the opportunities 45 years ago for women to build a business and work from home and do all these things. So really struggled. The Lord sustained her. She loved the Lord. I joke that she's a bit of a hippie Christian, so we never went to church. So I didn't grow up in church culture, but I always grew up hearing about the Lord. But at the age of 16, I went to a Christian school and fell in love with the Lord in a new way. And it was He and I for the rest of my life, and we've had a great adventure ever since.
You came in contact with a man who would later, the two of you guys would put your hands together, Mark.
Yeah.
And then these boys. What's it like with Mark? And again, raising, you got a football team.
Well, it's funny. We met on a blind date, and I told him on that blind date that I wanted 5 children. And it's amazing that he didn't run out the door and leave just a man-shaped hole in the wall, because that's a scary thing to hear on a blind date. But as I think back on it now, I think I always wanted this big family to maybe to make up for what I didn't have when I was a girl.
Wow.
So it's been very healing for me personally to be able to have this great family, because I grew up just thinking, if I had that, wouldn't life be okay? And so it's been a great honor to be able to get to have so many children and get to raise them with him. But it's been a healing process for me too.
2008, as I looked through your materials and have reflected on your story, was a year that everything changed.
Yeah.
And I want to go back there. You and Mark, things are spinning, and then came crashing down.
They sure did. Housing crisis, the recession. I like to joke that it hit us right before it hit everybody else. So Mark had lost his job at the end of 2007, and we really dug our heels in the ground that we wanted to stay in Tennessee. So we lived on savings, and he was applying for more jobs. I was pregnant with our 5th son. Right after I had our 5th son, he was 5 weeks old when we realized we were losing our house. So bankruptcy, lost our house, lost everything except for what fit into 2 little mobile storage units. And we picked up our whole family, moved in with my grandfather. And we spent the summer. My grandfather didn't even have Wi-Fi or day cell coverage at his house, so we would drive to a McDonald's Playland every day. My husband would apply for jobs, and the kids would play, and I would start typing, how do you start a business on the internet? Because I knew that it was time to do something. And there was a time that summer where I remember we were laying in bed one night, and I said, why don't you just let me sell my wedding ring? And he said, "We can't sell your wedding ring. It will kill me. Just keep your wedding ring." And we held hands and we prayed that night. And we said, "Lord, we have obviously not made good decisions. We need more adult supervision. Whatever it is you want to do with us in the future, yeah, just do it. Just take over whatever you want our lives to be for the next season of life. We're yours." And before you knew it, he had a great job again. And I was slowly figuring out, okay, what does entrepreneurship look like on the internet?
So you took some inside drive, a little bit of passion, brought it together, and started this business. Fascinating to me, because as I looked into the story, I was like, wow, creative energy, a lot of prayer, and voila. And you start this online business. Take us into that, and coaching. That's fascinating.
Well, I'll tell you, nothing's going to stop a mother when that mother is worried that her babies aren't going to be taken care of.
Well, you got five boys.
Yeah, you're going
to
worry.
I grew up in a family of eight. I know what it means to come to dinner. You're not late to dinner, because if you're late to dinner,
you don't eat. One of my favorite stories is one of my sons getting up in the middle of dinner, excusing himself to go to the bathroom, but he brings a Ziploc bag to the table and puts a chicken breast in it, takes it to the bathroom with him, comes back, doesn't say a word. And my husband says, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I didn't want anybody to eat my chicken."
I understand that. Seriously, yeah, if you grow up in a large family, you get it.
You know.
Or if you grew up just at a time when it was lean, you've been through lean years, you understand what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
But you go to work.
Yeah, so my first thought was, I'm going to write a book. And so I Googled, how do you get a book deal? And the answer was very depressing. It was, you're either famous, which I wasn't, infamous, which luckily I wasn't, or if you have a blog, you can prove to a publisher you have something to say that people care about. So my next Google search was, what's a blog? So I started blogging, and the blog turned into a conference for bloggers, which turned into a media company, and it just kept going and going and going. And what was really cool about that is I fell in love with the fact that for the first time in history, for everyone, but especially for women, we could go online and learn whatever we wanted to learn. We didn't have to get permission. All this information was free. And I developed the motto that with God and Google, you can build anything.
I love that. So stay-at-home mom here, and now the founder of three businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And God began to really bless. How did you manage all that? How did you take care of five boys and a husband and the insanity of life and start to see this flourish? It had to be kind of consuming, too, because when you don't have anything and something starts working, you get obsessed with it.
Absolutely. For me, my business grew as my children grew. So I never separated home life from work life. It was all the same thing. So when the kids were napping or playing, that's when I worked. I worked early in the morning. When the baby was up in the middle of the night, I would, you know, nurse him with one arm and type with the other arm. But as more of the boys got into preschool and then school during the day, then it really ramped up. So by the time that youngest baby went to preschool, the business was booming because I had more time. As they grew, the business grew.
Let's make sure our listeners understand what kind of business you're talking about. What specifically were you doing? Online business, what is that?
At this business, I was running a blog conference, so that would happen every year. But I shifted my focus into business coaching because I realized, there's so much opportunity for women out there, whether it's a stay-home mom who wants to build her first business or an executive who wants to become an entrepreneur. I understood how things worked and the new media cycle, and I was able to coach women and give them the tools to be able to do it. It was so exciting.
Our special guest today is Allie Worthington, best-selling author, conference speaker, business coach, so much more. God's got his hand on her. She's a strong voice for women especially, and for such a time as this. Delightful conversation about what they went through, the journey they were on as a family, from utter brokenness, bankruptcy, to God giving them a second wind. Allie, let's go a little bit further. I found it fascinating as God was blessing you, somehow in the midst of all this, Mark, your husband, quote, you retire him. What does that mean?
Well, with the business, with speaking, people want you to come speak places on the weekends. And we realized with him having a full-time job and me with this company that I was building, the kids, we wanted to make sure the kids didn't fall through the cracks. And so his job had always involved kind of turnarounds for companies. So every 2 or 3 years, we would move. So before all of this happened, each of those boys was born in a different city or state. We had always been on the go with him climbing the ladder before his career. So when his job in 2012 was winding up, we had to decide, are we going to move? Is he going to keep going? Or is his time going to be spent with the kids? And so amazingly, he said, I think I'm ready to stay with the kids. So he took over coaching football and driving them to school every day and taking them to the dentist and all those sorts of things. And it worked out great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some would probably ask, what about the mom responsibilities and all this? They don't go away.
No, they don't go away at all.
Matter of fact, you probably get a little more challenging.
Well, I like to joke that he may be retired, but it doesn't mean that he's folding the laundry. We'll put it that way. he's a dad, stay-home dad. He's not a stay-home mom. It's very different, yeah.
I love that. Allie, you really shifted your focus into mentoring and coaching women in particular, mm-hmm. about finding their way in the business world. As you developed that kind of coach school and more, what did you begin to see and realize? No doubt you saw a lot of weariness because, let's go to single parent moms, for example.
Yeah.
They don't have somebody to help them out.
Mm-mm.
At home. And they still need to put meat on the table, bread on the table, and they got to get connected or attuned with their kids because that bonding is everything. And I know this, that women who work outside the home and have kids in the home, they're doing probably 80, 90 hours a week. How did you start breathing life into all this?
Oh, yeah. It's a really tough situation. So many women like that have gone through the coach school. That's my program where I train women to be coaches or to get more clients if they're already coaches.
Uh-huh.
And the way I guide them is I say, we're going to build this slowly on the side because you have enough responsibilities. There's enough on your plate. You're not going to quit your job. You need that income coming in, and you also need to spend time with your kids. And so the way we think about it is we just learn a little bit at a time, build a little bit at a time, so they don't get burned out in the process. So when that income that they're earning on the side is enough to replace the main income, they can then step away from their main job and have that freedom to be with their kids and work on their own time schedule.
You know, I found it fascinating that the title of at least the early work that you were doing, mm-hmm. was Blizzdom or whatever. Is that, mm-hmm. did I say it right?
Blizzdom, yes.
Blizzdom. Oh, Blizzdom. There you go. I love that. Blissfully domestic is really what you're saying.
Yeah.
And what's that mean?
Well, I think that there is this blissful sense of family life that we all love, and it looks different. For a blissful family life for one family, it looks completely different than another family. I joke that when the kids were little, what was blissful to us, other women would find gross. I really lowered my standards with housework, I'll tell you that, because you don't have time to do everything. But that was blissful for us. So kind of every woman going, this is what I can do. This is what I have capacity to do in this season. And this is what makes me happy. And this is what I feel like the Lord's calling me to. That way we make our decisions and really live life intentionally without burning ourselves out.
No doubt you have a lot of stories, maybe a couple of that really stand out, of some people you've encountered through the years or you've been able to, quote, step into their world and help them.
Yeah.
Anything in particular you could share with us, things that might really resonate?
Absolutely. I was working with a woman a few years ago who had, tragically, out of the blue, her husband had divorced her. There was an affair, and he just stepped up and left.
God.
And she was left with two little girls and didn't know what she was going to do. She had some time. She had
a lot of them, by the way, wind up living in poverty.
Absolutely.
People don't realize that, and they don't like to often say it, but I'm going to put it on the air. A lot of these women wind up in those kind of situations, and it's horrific.
Absolutely. So what she did is she moved in with relatives, as women often do, and worked on figuring out, what am I going to do? Because she had never worked before. And so we were able to figure out where her skill set was and figure out what kind of service she could provide. And it turns out she was a natural graphic designer, and she put those graphic design skills, she built those, put those to use, and built a graphic design business. So she didn't have to go work outside of the home. She could run that business from home and support her family.
That's so encouraging. You know, again, we're backstage at the Extraordinary Women Conference, and there are over 5,000 women out in the Mabee Center here on the campus at Oral Roberts University. We found out through our research that probably 50% of those attending are single for whatever reason. And what you're doing is you're helping give them life, wind, if you will. Again, often they wind up in poverty. Their ex is out gallivanting around with Susie or whoever it is, you know, that doing the thing, probably doing pretty well. And she's home trying to figure out how to manage life with these kids, trying to be a mom dad. And she can't be a mom dad. She needs to be mom.
That's right.
Yeah, but she needs to put bread on the table, right?
Yeah, no matter what, the bills keep coming, unfortunately. And there's so many opportunities for women. Like I said, with God and Google, you can build everything. There's endless resources out there once you know how to tap into them, where women don't have to feel like they're on their own. They don't have to feel like they have to be separated from their families if they don't want to be.
So in a lot of ways, I guess we could call you like a mom coach.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll take it.
You're a business coach. I get that. But what you really do is you specialize in speaking into that group that's inside these walls right now.
I do feel like it's my calling for the rest of my life to help give women tools that they need to be successful in whatever it is that God's called them to, whether it's parenting or business or life. I just want to come alongside them and give them what I wish I had 15 years ago.
Allie, if people want to know more about you and maybe they want to be a part of that network or they what have you, where would they go?
AllieWorthington.com or Allie Worthington on Instagram.
Someone goes up on your website, Allie, what can they expect?
One of my favorite things is I have a Find Your Secret Superpower quiz. It takes about 2 minutes, and it's going to tell you what your strengths are, what you could work on, what people appreciate about you, and the Bible verse for your style. I love that quiz.
Tomorrow on the broadcast, we're so honored that you would stay with us for my second program. We're going to talk about your new book coming out called Remaining You While Raising Them, The Secret Art of Confident Motherhood. I love that. It's a great title. Hey, give us a little sneak peek of some of what is really in your heart that resonates out of that book.
I'll tell you a shocking statement that I say that always makes women go, what? And here it is. Great motherhood isn't about what you do. It's about who you are.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
If someone in your family has depression or anxiety, it's hard to know what to do. We went through that. I'm Sam. The center is a place of hope. Lives are being healed. God is changing families.
Coming to the center, it's just life-altering. My relationship with my husband, my relationship with my family.
Struggling to keep it all together, or no one knows, or you're hiding things, or you feel like you've hit some crisis.
It's amazing to think that there could be so much change.
Man, I'm so grateful for the center. It's so helpful for me, and I'm so hopeful.
The center, a place of hope. Call today. A lot of people are surprised that insurance can help cover this.
Dive in, give yourself all to it. Watch what happens.
Call the Center, a place of hope, right now.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a place of hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a great number of people to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the center. A place of hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you. Do people ever come to you asking for help, maybe hope? How about prayer? Do you ever wish you understood the issues better that people are wrestling with? Or how about how to use the Bible more effectively in caring for people? If so, I'd love to get a copy of our Caring Counsel Bible in your hands, featuring 116 topics written by some of the world's best mental health and ministry experts. I think you'll love it. Topics like discouragement, abuse, depression, divorce, anxiety, abortion, and more. So you can learn more about these issues and how to use the Bible more effectively, how to share passages of Scripture with others, maybe even yourself, as you're sitting down over a cup of coffee. You know what I love most about this Bible is that it's so easy to use. You can find right up front an index with subjects, key passages of Scripture, personality profiles, and so much more to go to. So you can use the Bible more effectively in caring for other people. The Caring Counsel Bible right now is retailing for $85. We're going to make it available to you for just $49.99 plus shipping. I think you're going to love it. Hey, for more information about how you can get this Bible right now, go to caringcounsel.com. That's caringcounsel.com.